Bolton, Fanny. Armadale, Melbourne, Australia. November 11th, 1895. Sister Fanny Bolton. I have considered the matter carefully in regard to your connecting with me again in the work. I cannot consent to it. The matter has been shaping itself in reference to yourself that it is simply impossible for you to continue to do the work for me that you have done. Separation must come, for the reasons I have told you. I must use every means in my power, cut off every chance for you to make your statements which you have made in reference to me and my work. You are not happy in doing the work. Impressions are left upon the minds of others by your statements that you are much burdened over my very bad writing. I shall not attempt to deny or admit it. You were employed by the conference to help me, and of course that means you're doing work that requires wages. But the work over which you have felt so great sorrow shall no longer be a source of temptation to you. I am sincerely sorry that I could not place in your hands articles fully prepared for the press. I have furnished one to work the typewriter, and you were to prepare these articles for the press. Unfortunately, I could not do this part of the work. If I could have done it, your services would not have been required. But now you are free to take up work not so monotonous. You are at liberty to return to America, find work in Melbourne, do anything that pleases you. But the bare thought of connecting with you again after this camp meeting is painful to me. For a time, at least, I positively must be free from you. I must have an opportunity to have my writings prepared by some other hand than yours, that not one jot or tittle of your valuable talent shall be mingled with the things I feel it my duty to write. I must arrange matters so that your talent shall not be counted with my articles and bookmaking as to be considered as largely your work. This matter must be taken off my soul, and you not be tempted to suppose injustice is done you. So you will betray me, and turn traitor to me, and vex my soul and weaken my hands. I forgive all that you have caused me to suffer in the past, and at this meeting, where I desired to be free and to do whole service to the Master. I am sorry. Truly sorry that I have not done better work. But your course of action has been such a mystery to me and so uncalled for that it has been a great discouragement to me. The Lord alone can give me victory and freedom.